Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Approved. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at Monday.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Getting ready for the second half with Mike Carver.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
And Joe Lisi.
Toga! Toga!
You know you make me wanna
shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my head back and shout, come on now, don't forget to say you will, don't forget to say yeah,
say you will,
say it right now, baby,
say you will,
come on,
and we're back, Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. As we get ready, week 13 in the National Football League. Really, really good week of games, too. And it got off to like the best start ever because on Thursday night, the Bills beat the snot out of the Patriots. So that was really like the best way ever to start week 13 in the NFL. Right, Joe? I mean, watching Belichick turtle not use his timeouts at the end of the game. I mean, that was just... You know.
That is almost like, I guess, like a prize fighter not coming out for the 10th round, right?
Yeah.
That's like great. Throwing the towel. We hit him with too many body blow.
We're uppercut. Finished. So that significance, it puts the Bills to 9-3 in the AFC. And it's funny, Joe, as much as I was thinking about this today, as much as I've been bellyaching about the Bills the last few weeks.
Yeah.
Like, they're once again on the cusp of being in really good shape in the AFC. Like, if they got a little help this weekend, and I know there's still a ton of games to go, but just like that, they could be back in the top seed in the AFC. If, like, you know, obviously if the Chiefs lost in Cincinnati and, you know, Miami's going on this three-game road trip with three, you know, pretty tough opponents, including the Bills in the third one. Like, suddenly, even though things were looking real gloomy for the Bills and Allen's injury, I mean, by Monday morning, they could be back in the one spot in the AFC. Yeah. That's pretty good.
No, I mean, it's good. I think right now, if you're the Bills, you know that you're much better than the Pats, right? The Pats aren't an issue anymore.
Yeah.
They were, but I'm just saying, before that game, you weren't sure. You know, you had to obviously play the game. And here was the biggest thing about the Bills, and tell me if I'm wrong. They weren't winning road games in the division. The two losses to Miami and the Jets were a big problem. So until you beat teams in your division, especially on the road, that's a cause of concern as you make it to the playoffs. You know that as well as anybody, right? You have to win on the road. So the fact that they picked that up in a tough environment, now they separate themselves from New England, and now it's really, honestly, Carver, I'd be shocked if the Jets are going to be there over the next 6 weeks, even as much as I love Mike White. It really comes down to, obviously, that ball game in Orchard Park later in the year with the Dolphins.
Well, look, like you said, they were 0-2 in the division going into this game. That game against New England on Thursday night, that is the first of three straight division games for the Bills. They play New England in Foxborough. They've already won the game. They now, next week, get the Jets at home in Buffalo, and then they get Miami in Buffalo the week after that. So they have a chance to, once, like I was just saying, not only flip the perception of them, but flip their division record to maybe 3-2 if they take care of business at home the next couple of weeks, which would put them at what, Joe, 11-3 if they won those two home games against the Jets and the Dolphins?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
it's always scary, though. You know that. Yeah. I mean, these games are tough. It's not.
Oh, no doubt.
It's not.
No doubt.
It's not like it used to be where, okay, you have the best team in the conference. And, you know, the way these teams play each and every game, it's just, you know how it is.
Yeah, no question. And now that we've hit December, Joe, let me just say this as we turn the page, week 13, the first weekend in December, before we start diving into each game after the break. This is the best week we've had so far. When you look at the card in terms of games that matter, games between teams with something to play for. I mean, Kansas City and Cincinnati, good game in the AFC at 4:25 East. You've got Miami going to San Francisco, very intriguing game with how well the Dolphins have played again. They're going to play that good San Francisco defense. The Giants and Washington, a massive game in the NFC wild card playoff picture with what's going on up and down the board. Titans and Eagles, you know, has got juice. The Falcons are still alive in the South, and they have Pittsburgh coming in. The Jets and Minnesota, really good game. Great week, Joe, here. Great week.
No, it is. It is. And there's going to be some teams that could separate themselves. It's funny that you said, like, Atlanta. And I'm like, Atlanta? Like, you know.
Yeah, well, they're involved. They're involved.
You know, Atlanta's there, you know, but that's why they play the games.
They win, and the Saints win on Monday night, Joe, and it's the Saints beat the Bucks on Monday night, and suddenly
it really is isn't it crazy?
It is a very wide-open South that will involve all those teams. Everybody's going to be very much in the mix, so still a lot to be decided, that's for sure. I mean, even the game with the two 4-7 teams has got probably some juice because everybody wants to see the Jags and the Lions play each other with how well they've played recently. You've got Watson coming back for the Browns. That's a major storyline. Good week of NFL football.
Yeah, real fine. We got top to bottom.
We've had some bad Sundays. Like in the last 6 weeks, I'd say like at least four or five of those were like, even like the late 4 o'clock game, that main game was like, man, this game sucks. You don't get that this week. Tons of great games. All right, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We start diving into all these games next on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. All right, Joe, we'll do some picks later in the hour for here. I mean, I've been kind of just middling around 500. I want to have like a nice 3-1, 4-0 week here. Cause it's like 2-2, 2-1-1, 1-2.
I've been
1-2-1 every week. I need.
I can't get over the hump.
I need for our picks. I want to get a good one going this week. All right, let's go into a couple.
We had. God.
I can bring that up for you if you'd like after I'm done.
Yeah, I told you what I have last week. I forget.
Let's go into some of the bigger games for this week before we do the picks. I'll start with the Mike White experience into Minnesota. This is a 1 o'clock East kick in Minneapolis. Vikings minus 3. 44.5 is the total. Mike White, of course, came in last week against the Bears, threw for like 315, 320, bunch of touchdowns, got Garrett Wilson involved, got Moore involved. All over the place. The Vikings played the crazy game with the Pats on Thanksgiving night. I kind of like the Jets D in this spot, Joe.
Ugh, do you?
Yeah. But
I tell you what I like, the matchup. I like Dalvin Cook going up against the front seven. I think he could have a breakout performance. I know it sounds crazy because the Cowboys kept him in check and the Jets are pretty good in run support. I just think the speed of Cook and that rushing attack, I think they could catch them. Now we'll see, but I mean that's the matchup I like. I don't think it's going to be Cousins and Jefferson.
Don't think it's going to be Cousins and Jefferson.
I mean, I think they're going to obviously like Jefferson. I could see maybe like 70, 75, maybe a touch. I don't think he's going to go for a 140 to Sunday. But I think it's – I think honestly, I think Cook could go for 110, 120 in this game. A couple of touchdowns.
Man,
I really feel that good about Cook.
About Cook Alt 100 plus 320. Cook,
I love it.
Alt.
I do.
Alt.
I do. I do. I think
get
Cook
involved.
Could eat. I think Cook could eat in this game.
Mike White Alt 300 plus 235.
You're gonna bring up the Mike White, right? Tell me if I'm wrong, because Jones ate. We talked about this the other night.
Yeah, it factors
in.
Joe,
have that much confidence in the
Jones,
offensive line?
Jones is so bad. The fact that he was able to throw all over this Viking D, which is very banged up in the secondary, makes me. I'm not saying the Jets will win the game, but White for 300. How about White for 300, Cook for 100, the alt parlay plus 1187. There you go, Joe. Get involved right there, Mike, with the Mike White experience.
Let me ask you this.
Yes. I like the over in the game, too.
That's where I was going. What is it, 44 and a half?
44 and a half.
I believe that Minnesota is the better, much better team.
Okay.
I don't know if they're going to be able to shut down Cook.
I think Minnesota wins the game.
I like Minnesota. Total, I mean, it wouldn't shock me if the under comes in.
I think if Minnesota wins, it's an over.
Do you?
I think if it's an under, the Jets win the game.
I mean, I really like Cook.
Cook. Why get involved in this other stuff? Just play Cook.
Yeah, I mean,
that's the beauty of it, Joe. You don't have to play the game. Play
Cook
plus 320.
100 plus.
All right, 100 involved.
320. That's what I like. And what about he's got to be for like 2-1, at least, right? For two touchdowns, two tutties.
For two tutties for Cook is plus 500.
I love it. Love it.
Why don't you parlay the two tutties with the 100 yards?
Okay.
Let me see what that pays you, Joe. You probably like that one a lot. Let's see. Yeah. 100 yards and the two tutties plus 1242.
Oh, I love it. That's a Lisi parlay right there.
There it is right there.
That's a Lisi parlay.
Hundy to win 12, Hundy. There you go. Lisi put it in. Alt. Get it in there. We'll keep moving here. Titans are in Philadelphia against the Eagles. Eagles coming off game Sunday night where they almost ran for 400 yards against the Packers because the Packers didn't feel like tackling anybody, and the Eagles got to run by them like traffic cones. That will not be the case in this game, Joe, because you know that Vrabel and his defense are not going to allow that.
No.
One of the better run Ds in the league. I think that this is a game where the Titans get to run a little bit. Henry's been quiet the last few weeks. I think that he carries the mail. I think they force the Eagles to throw, which they might do anyway, because I think that you got the A.J. Brown revenge angle here as well. I like the Titans getting the 4.5. Not sure they win the game, Joe, but this is a spot where Vrabel usually covers.
I'm with you on Vrabel. You know I like the Titans in the matchup. I'd be shocked if Titans win a high-scoring game, right? I don't think we're in agreement. I think we're in agreement.
Yeah,
that
you know the Titans win
on
these games 20-17,
right.
Like
21-17.
You know, yeah,
it's right. But here's the other factor too. Like you got me on props tonight. Everybody's going to be looking at AJ Brown revenge game, right? This should be the game we go to Devontae Smith. Like this is a game where all the money's going to be on AJ Brown, and
right.
He has the tendency to be non-existent at times. This is going to be the game where, like, Devontae Smith has 12 receptions for, like, a buck 14.
I could see it. I like Hurts' over, too. I think his was 223.5 or something like that. I think that they're going to have to.
I don't think he's going to run. He's gonna
No. I think that I like Hurts' passing prop. I like his passing prop over. I think it was 218 on Friday morning, and then it got Friday night to 223.5. I think that that's the place to look because the Titans ain't going to let them run. They're going to make Hurts throw. And you're right. That means if he's throwing that much, that means that Smith is going to eat at some point, Joe, you would like to think.
Right. Because we've been burned on Smith in big spots.
Yeah, right? I know.
Been
right. That's by why his number. It's hard.
Right
for us
by
to go
his
there.
Number, and he's yeah. always like the forgotten man. And he's, like now, when everybody's looking at Brown, I figure we go the other way. We go with Smith.
He's left us hanging a couple times.
Right. So, are you with me on that? Like I like the Titans, but we should be going with. We really should be going with Smith in terms of the prop bet this week.
I'll think about it, Joe. I'll let you know.
I'll text you. I'll text you an hour before game time.
Commanders and Giants is a big game at MetLife. Giants started 7-2. They've lost a couple. Washington had the miserable start. Now they're at 7-5 and on the rise with ice cold Heinicke Light. And they're getting Chase Young back for this game on Sunday. Brian Robinson has been real good since he took over hammering the rock. Was 2.5, back to 1.5.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Joe, and the low total of 40 and a hook in the swamp on Sunday.
I don't know. I like Heinicke Light. To me, they're just playing with something. And you know how I feel about the Giants. The Giants, to me, they have no playmakers outside of, you want to give them Slayton? I'll give you Slayton, maybe. Outside of that, who do they have? Saquon's going to have to run for 150 just to keep them in this ballgame.
And now the Giants are getting a couple of their offensive linemen back. I saw Neal is going to be back for them. They're one of their first round picks. They're getting a couple guys back, Joe, which I think has been the reason partly why Barkley and their run game has become non-existent the last few weeks. So.
Yeah, but what do you think about the passing game?
Well, I think that they've tried to pass the last few weeks because they couldn't run, and it doesn't go very well for them. I think they need to go to what they did the first 7, 6, 7, 8 weeks of the season, and they might be able to do that with their line a little bit more healthy. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We keep rolling on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
Well, are we going to dance or are we going to play?
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. So I don't think I actually heard officially, Joe, from you. Do you think that the Giants or Washington's going to win that game?
Washington.
Washington?
We talked about it, Carver. I don't think the Giants win two more games. I really don't. I know it sounds crazy, but I'm just not sold. I think they capped out. Like, what you saw in the first half is as good as it's going to get. I think they were exposed by Detroit and Dallas. And I don't love Washington. You know, I was sitting on a ticket for them for worst record in the league. And if Wentz was still quarterback, I think I would have gotten it. The kid just gives you so much. You know that.
It's amazing how much their season changed that night in Chicago when he got hurt.
Incredible. Isn't it incredible?
It really did change their entire year. And they've won so many games since then. It's crazy. I keep trying to talk myself, Joe, into I feel like the Giants are going to have – this is like their last stand, and they're going to have a big effort, especially at home. I keep going back to that. But Washington's better than them. Washington's a better team on both sides of the ball.
I have a prop bet for this game, too.
What's your prop bet, Joe?
Props. Way the tight ends killed – the Giants on Thanksgiving Day, Ferguson, Schultz.
You're getting Logan involved?
I think Logan Thomas could have a huge day. I know he's been banged up coming off the ACL, but he could have a huge day in this game.
Now, sometimes for the lesser guys like Thomas, they'll put some of their alt stuff up like an hour before the game. So you're going to alt Thomas for like 40, 50, 60 yards, somewhere around there.
40, 50, or 60 yards. I saw his total. I thought it was in the 30s, right?
Yeah, but then you alt him for more.
Well, no. I think
22 and a half is his number.
Ugh. Like, what's he to score a touchdown?
For the touchdown right now, he is plus 380.
Ooh, Carver, juicy. Carver, I got a prop for us. Come on, juicy. You ready?
Okay. Yeah.
Devontae Smith.
Okay.
Dalvin Cook.
Mm-hmm.
And Logan Thomas. We could either, you could take touchdowns or yards.
Hmm.
So, I honestly, I think with Smith, we take the yards. I think with Cook, we take the yards. And I think with Thomas, we do the tutty.
I hate leaving it to the tutty. The tutties are so.
All right, so then let's just do yards on everybody. Let's do yards on everybody.
All right. We'll see when they put his alt up on Sunday morning. We'll see.
Can I get you in on that? You're like intrigued.
I don't like Cook as much as you against the Jet D. I'm not.
All right,
as high
so then we'll
Cook.
Just do. You want to just do Logan Thomas, Devontae Smith?
You can get me in on Smith. We'll see if we can find anybody else here. The Dolphins head west for the next few weeks. They'll be in San Francisco on Sunday, and then they stay out there for the week, and then they're going to be at SoFi against the Chargers before they come back east, and then we'll go to Buffalo. So three road games in a row for the 8-3 Dolphins. Plus 3.5 now is four most of the week. 46.5 is the total. Which style, Joe? Who's going to make the other team play their way?
I've already been on record saying I think it's a bloodbath. I think San Francisco kills them.
Wow. Kills them.
Kills them. I don't think the Dolphins can stop the rushing attack. And I don't care that McCaffrey doesn't play. If he's 100%,
they don't have Mitchell now either.
Yeah, but that means Debo's going to get a ton of yards.
I don't know.
Oh, God.
Joe.
I had a little lodger there for a second. Little lodger.
Yeah. Had a little lodger, is right.
Little lodger there for a second.
Yeah. I have a little lodger, all right.
You love me, Carver, don't you?
Yeah, little lodger. I'm interested to see. I've had to listen to all these stories all week, Joe, about how McDaniel and Shanahan have known each other for 30-plus years, and Mike followed him to Houston and Washington and Cleveland and Atlanta and San Francisco when he got the – So who knows who better? And just stop. Enough. Just enough. I'm rooting for the Niners, not even in a gambling aspect, just from a AFC East aspect.
Right.
But I think that the Niner D will be able to slow down that Miami offense a little bit, Joe. That's
I agree. I think Tua was under heavy pressure Sunday. Let me ask you this. Do you have any confidence – because we watched it, and you know the Dolphins are my team. But do you have any confidence in the Dolphins front seven being able to contain? It doesn't matter. I'm just talking about the physicality of the offensive line of San Francisco. And, I mean, I think Debo has a huge day. I think whoever's back there in terms of the backfield has a huge day. I just don't think the Dolphins, from a defensive perspective, they don't scare me at all in this match.
The Dolphins' defense doesn't scare me. And I think that they're
that's
also going to have
saying.
Yeah, the Dolphins D doesn't scare me. So I agree with you on that front. Other game in the 4 o'clock window, AFC Championship game rematch. The Chiefs go to Cincinnati to face the Bengals. Patrick Mahomes, Joey Silk, the whole nine. Looks like Ja'Marr Chase back in, possibly even Mixon for the Bengals. Chiefs minus 2.5, 52.5, the big total.
Yeah, I told you.
I'm on Joey Silk.
Me too. Joey Silk plus the 2.5. He owns them right now. And, you know, it could be like the way, remember Mahomes was Allen's kryptonite?
Mm.
Right? But he beat him in the regular season and then obviously the playoffs, right? Same thing. I think that Burrow owns just Mahomes. He just somehow, some way, they just find ways to beat the Chiefs. No matter how good, no matter how bad, they just, from an offensive perspective, could go toe-to-toe with them. And Chase is back this week, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I like Burrow. I think this is a 300-yarder for Burrow. I think this has 300 for both of these guys. And, you know, this is a game, you know.
Yeah, I think Mahomes will be able to throw on them, to be quite honest with you. I think Mahomes will be able to throw.
Alt? Is this an alt? 325 plus?
I mean, that's very possible. Very possible. Want to get what, for both of them? You get both of them in there at 325 plus?
It's possible. You want to?
For both of them, 325 plus is plus 469. I feel like you want more. You're a glutton. That's not enough for you.
In there. What, Kelsey?
Yeah.
I feel like they shut down
Chiefs.
Kelsey.
Chiefs are like the Bills. It's like a roulette wheel. You don't have any idea who it's going to stop on each week. You just have
probably be it'll probably be like Clyde Edwards-Helaire coming out of the backfield having 150 yards or something.
Pacheco, it's Pacheco now.
Yeah, Pacheco.
Edwards is on IR.
Dr. Ferdy Pacheco, remember him? Is that Dr. Ferdy's kid? Dr. Ferdy Pacheco, the fight doctor. Remember him back in the day?
I look at the Chiefs and I told you this that they don't have a lot of games left that they're gonna lose. After this week, they got the Broncos twice. They have Houston. They got a real soft schedule. I just think the Bengals, I like the way they've played the last couple weeks. I think they wanted and needed a little bit more. I'm on Joey Silk. Right. Joey Silk on Sunday, Joe. Outright.
I'm with you. Yeah, Rod, so now you and I are on the same side.
Yeah, we are. Do we believe that the Chargers and Raiders will be as crazy as it always is? Raiders are minus one now.
Can't get me in on the Chargers. What did you say?
No shot.
What did you
say?
No shot. This is basically a pick'em game. This is almost like, I guarantee you, by kickoff,
the
Chargers are laying one.
Like the over. Now, Jones ran wild last week. You know, Jacobs, I mean, Joe. Jacobs ran absolutely wild in Seattle. His number's a little high. It's 92.5. Even the alts are pretty big. But the Charger run defense is, you know why I said Jones? I saw Brian Jones on the screen from CBS Sports.
he always does. Let me tell you, Brian Jones, great dresser, man.
And we know we used to work, you know, when we did the Pharrell show over on CBS, he did the morning show. So we knew Brian pretty well. So
back in the day, 1990.
Yeah,
let me tell you, Texas Longhorns, baby.
Horns.
Hook them. You know who his quarterback was, right, back in the day?
Who was his quarterback back in the
Peter
day?
Gardere.
Wow,
Peter Gardere. And Butch Hadnot was the running back, number 40, back in the day. And then he
BJ's,
gave way.
Yeah, BJ's a great BJ's. Dude.
He's,
great
he's
dude.
A nice guy. Nice guy.
Great dude. So I always love when I see him on there. Jacobs, over 100, is plus 130.
I can't do that. I can't. I think he's
Now, I know he's a little banged up. He's a little hurt.
Yeah,
but
come
the Charger run D is awful.
Do we go with Zaire White? Is he activated for this game?
Go with the Zaire White. They got like 100 other backs they used before White. I mean, don't
go with the Georgia guy. You know I'm the drop.
Oh, stop, Joe. Stop. Stop.
Stop. Stop what?
Stop. You know what? Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We are back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. Good to have you with us as we get ready for week 13 NFL. It's time for the picks, Joe.
Already?
Yeah. I mean, look at the clock. I know you're busy over there.
What?
I know you got a lot of things
crunching
going
numbers.
On.
I'm crunching numbers here.
I know you're crunching. You're crunching numbers, all right. There's definitely numbers getting crunched, that's for sure. A lot of numbers getting crunched all over the place while we're doing the show. Jeez.
Jeez.
Yeah. Jeez. Nice effort. Nice effort. All right, Joe. Why don't you start us off here for week 13 in the National Football League?
All right. I'm going to go, Carver, with off the radar pick. It sounds pedestrian, right?
Why I can't you wait to hear this. Off the radar. I'm going with an off the radar pick to start things off. All go right. ahead.
You know how I feel about Lamar Jackson. I think he's dynamic, right? Mm. I think he's absolutely one of the most just lethal quarterbacks in the NFL. And they started slow last week. They had the fourth quarter lead. And but. Trevor Lawrence.
But.
Trevor Lawrence, right, pulled that ball game out. Now they're laying 9.5 to the Denver Broncos and dangerous Russell Wilson, right? That got abused by Sam Darnold and Carolina. It's back-to-back road games for Denver. Guess what? This line opened up at 8.5. It's up to 9.5. I'm taking Denver. I think they can actually keep it close. I think that the one thing I'm still not sold about is Baltimore's passing attack. I think that Denver could shut down the run, and we'll see what we get with Lamar Jackson. At the end of the day, Baltimore wins, but I'm taking the 9.5 with the Broncos. I think somehow, some way, they're within striking distance in the fourth quarter.
Wow, the 9.5 with Dangerous in the week he's had with nobody going to the birthday party, et cetera. I'm also going to go with an off-the-wall pick for you, Joe, to start things off. A game that we have not talked about because it's not one of these great games that's on the card this week. Deshaun Watson returns to Houston to take on the Texans. His first game in almost 2 years on an NFL field. We know the deal, 11-game suspension. He's back. Browns are laying 7 on the road. The Texans suck, Joe. They are really bad. They are an awful football team. They're not good on D. They can't stop the run. And they are playing, believe it or not, they're playing a worse quarterback than Davis Mills right now, and that's Kyle Allen. So even though all this stuff with Deshaun Watson's going on, I really believe that Stefanski's plan this week is, I'm not going to have Deshaun do too much. He's going to have some pressure on him. They're going to boo him. The girls are up in the box up there, the Busby, the whole thing. I think this is going to be absolute ground and pound. Chubb and Hunt are going to go absolutely off, and they are going to smoke Houston in this game. Smoke. Deshaun will do a little bit, especially a little play action, but they're going to be able to run it. I'm laying the 7 with Cleveland, Joe. I think that they're going to hammer Houston.
Yeah, I mean, if I had to bet the game, I would take the other side, but I'll root it in for you. I have no desire to bet this game. I have no desire. So, all right, let's see. I mean, I'd be shocked if I mean, what do you think about the total, though? When you say off, you think that's an over or an under?
I don't know. I mean, I think that the Browns win the game like 27-7. So I don't. Right. I don't.
Okay, so you're thinking under. You're thinking of
I don't think Houston's scoring. I don't think Houston is scoring any points.
Okay. So. All right. Let's go to the other game in Soldier Field. We have Green Bay, whether it's Love or Rodgers, Rodgers or Love. I think Green Bay could put up some points. At the end of the day, I'm not sold on the defense of Chicago. Mike White ripped them. Green Bay should get into the high 30s in this ball game. I love the over, 44.5. Even though it might be a little cold, I'm going over Green Bay and Chicago.
Over Green Bay and Chicago. You want to go with overs, Joe? I'll go with an over as well. In Vegas, Chargers and Raiders, they always play ridiculous games. I'm sure that they're going to play another one this Sunday. 49.5 is where it's at. 35-28, 38-35, 38-31. It'll be something stupid. Over 49.5, Chargers and Raiders.
All right, we talked about San Fran and Miami. I think Miami gets boat raced. I think San Francisco absolutely kicks them in the chops. I don't think this is a game that Miami could go toe-to-toe. I think they fall back down to reality. McDaniel gets a heavy dose of reality right in his face. San Francisco by 17 or more.
Wow, 17 or more. Alt.
Alt.
Niners, alt. What,
alt.
What, What can we get for laying 16.5 with the Niners? Let's find out here, Joe. Let me just quickly look. Niners minus 16.5, plus 350. There you go. Plus 350. Alt.
That's an ugly game.
I'll go with another, like you, one of the big games in the 4 o'clock window, the Bengals and the Chiefs. I told you last segment, and I'm making it one of my picks. I'm on Joey Silk. Bengals outright, plus the 2.5. They will find a way to beat the Chiefs again. Chiefs aren't going to lose that many games the rest of the way, but I think this will be one of them. Raucous crowd in Cincinnati. They don't get games like this at home very often. They will take care of business, especially with a couple of their big guys coming back.
All right, I'm going another off the radar. It's back-to-back road games for Pittsburgh, but Tomlin's a much better coach than Arthur Smith. Pickett is starting to come into his own. I just have more confidence in the Steelers than I do this garbage team of Atlanta. They're definitely over-exceeding expectations right now. Pittsburgh is not a good team, but they're good enough to at least get the road win in back-to-back weeks against Atlanta. Give me the Steelers minus the short one on the road. I think they just could abuse them early and often.
That was actually going to be my pick, Joe, but I have a 4B, so I'll go with the 4B. I like the Steelers as well. I think that they're going to beat the Falcons on Sunday. But I will instead use, so we don't have the same one, the Titans plus the 4.5 in
Philadelphia.
And that's
my other one.
Against the
Eagles. So we're good.
So there you go. I like the Titans for everything that we said before. These are the spots that Vrabel covers in all the time. They might not win the game outright, but it's going to be a game where you're down at the end, 2 minutes to go. It's a three-point game one way or the other. And I'll always take the points. This has gone down from 6.5 to 5.5 to 4.5 as the week has gone on. Give me Henry to go over like a $1.22. I think they could get him going again, Joe.
All right. And we talked about, I think, Devontae Smith on the other side. I just think it's going to be, you know, a lower scoring game. I think we'd both be shocked if this game gets over the total, right?
I would be pretty surprised if it got over 44.5. Yeah, I would. I feel like, and if it does, Joe, if it does go over 44.5, it's probably good for the Eagles if it gets into a higher scoring game. I think that if it stay under, that's where we want it if we're on the Titans, just to stay in that under category. So there you go. I got, Joe, Browns minus the 7, Bengals plus the 2.5, over 49.5, Chargers, Raiders, and the Titans plus 4.5.
Okay, I have Denver. Plus the 9. Jeez. Yes, Denver.
Hold
plus
your nose,
nine.
Joe. I mean, honestly.
Ugly. It's an ugly pick.
Dumpster dive for Joe here. The 9.5 with the Broncos. Hold
Denver
the
plus the
9.5
over the 44.5, Green Bay, Chicago, San Fran minus the 3.5, and Pitt minus the 1.
We didn't really talk about that Packer-Bear game. It does sound also like Fields is going to play, Joe, which I lean to the over as well now if Fields is going to be in that game. That makes me
Is going to be playing, I tell you what, I would probably take a nip on the Bears.
Yeah. I could see that as well. I could see that as well, Joe.
What
any
about
other
Seattle?
Ones? Yeah, you know, I think that Seattle's something I'm going to use in my weekly teaser. I usually do one.
Do you buy into the kid? Could Bryce get us over that 40?
Well, no, they're starting Wofford.
Then I like the over even more, no?
Okay. Wofford could at least throw the ball. Bryce Perkins couldn't throw.
He threw for 100 yards. He had 16 yards.
It was ugly.
I didn't think that's like a high school kid.
He was good running around and picking up some first downs with his legs, Joe, but he can't throw. I could see McVay had to go back to the other guy. He just couldn't do it anymore. It was probably annoying the hell out of McVay watching that on the sideline. So Wofford's back in. Stafford was cleared from the concussion, but McVay said he's still not playing him.
They're not going to play him. He's not going to play.
I wouldn't play
him.
I agree with you. I wouldn't play him.
I mean, what's the purpose? You have his biggest weapon, Cooper Kupp, is done for the year. Donald is hurt. Allen Roberts, who is he going to throw to? Maybe Higby could actually get over his total. He's banged up too.
Higby. I do like Seattle, Joe.
They need this win to get back into the race.
They do.
For real.
And here's another, you know, they've got tiebreaker over the Giants. They beat them heads up. The Giants, if they lose that game, you know, they can The Giants will be the ones on the outside if Seattle wins and the Giants lose. So it's a big game, Joe. Big game. Any others we didn't mention? Do you like anything with the Jags and the Lions? Are you intrigued by the game at all? Everybody seems so crazy about this game, but and they're both 4-7.
Well, I mean, seriously. I mean, tell me if I'm wrong, but you got to believe that. I mean, this is a game where they should like keep the momentum, right? I mean, Jacksonville. I mean, if you're buying into Lawrence and you're buying into this team,
we'll see. We'll see. I'm not ready to go there. That's for sure. I am not ready to go there. What about the night game on Sunday? So there's all these great games, but of course the Cowboy game sucks. And it's on Sunday night. They're playing the Colts. You laying the 10.5?
No, I told you. I could see Micah Parsons.
You're a
That's
Saturday
my bet.
Guy.
Micah Parsons? Yeah, no. Micah Parsons, alt, 5 sacks against Matt Ryan.
You're right. He's going to have a hard time.
I mean, Micah Parsons,
he's
going to
have
What's
a hard
What's the alt?
Time.
6 sacks. Alt. 3rd and 15. Alt. I mean, come on. He's going to be like sitting back there like a pinata. He's going to get beaten. No?
I like Cowboys first half -6.
All right.
I like that. Cowboys first half -6. Cut out the back door at the end of the game. -6. I feel like the first half they'll pummel them. So that's kind of where I'm leaning, Joe, with the Cowboys. Cowboys first half total points over 13.5. I think it's a big, big first half under the lights for the Cowboys at home on Sunday Night Football. Punish, Joe. Punish. The Colts Saturday. I can't believe you did that to us on Monday night with those timeouts. Really bothers me, Joe. I still think about it.
What, you backed this hump.
You backed this hump Saturday.
What do you mean? He got me the cover. No?
I can't stand him.
You just didn't like... Wait a second. You just didn't like him because that game... When I said I was back in Saturday when he got the job, you said it yourself. You're gonna, yeah, I know. You dug yourself in the foxhole with this.
Here's a good one for you on the specials list. I was just looking, Joe.
Go ahead.
Parsons, Miles Garrett,
right,
and Max Crosby to all record 1 sack each. 6-1.
How much? Ooh, let's
Plus
do that.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Carver and Lisi with Mike Carver.
There's no crying in baseball!
And Joe Lisi.
Today, this is my guest, Mr. Wang. No offense.
And we are back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. So, yeah, Joe, as I was saying, I don't know if we got that before the break or not. Parsons, Garrett, and Crosby all to record 1 sack each at +600. I like that for the special list. Any other good ones, Joe? You see any other good ones? Did you look at all? No.
What, for the prop bets?
Here's one I think that you'd like. Because I think you think that Washington's going to beat up the Giants on Sunday. I think that you have that kind of feel. Lowest scoring team on Sunday, Giants 15-1. The problem is you got the Rams.
Yeah.
And you got the Broncos, which is a buddy. You like the Broncos.
Yeah, but I don't think the Broncos are going to score like 30.
How about, you think that the 49ers really beat up the Dolphins? Lowest scoring team, 21-1. Dolphins get stifled out in Santa Clara.
Ooh. I don't know about that. Like, I could see them. I could see San Francisco winning 31-17.
Right.
So is
that won't be good enough.
No, it's because what do you think
somebody
the Texans
will, somebody
are getting?
Will score 10 or less. Texans are 15-1. Broncos
I
plus,
tell you what. What about the Falcons?
The lowest.
What about the Falcons?
18-1. Falcons will score some points.
Think so?
Yeah, they'll score between 17 and 20, 21, 24. They'll get some points. Joe, have a great weekend, my man. Enjoy all of the games. Great job by Mike Demergis. Carver and Lacey, we'll see you on Monday night. Cash some tickets. Enjoy all the games. Have a good weekend, everybody.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.